Namaste, friend. My name is Heather Wiest, and I am blessed and honored to be guiding this yoga nidra for strength and resilience. Please sit or lie down, resting comfortably. Take a moment to settle in and notice what is at the forefront of the heart and the mind. And now, create a meaningful intention for your practice. It can be a positive affirmation, a prayer, or a deep heart longing. What do you need in this moment? Let it come as a felt sense, images, or words. Percent of life is what happens to you, and 90% is how you react or respond to it. Resilience is the deep-seated quality that allows some people to be knocked down by life and come back stronger than ever. Rather than letting failure overcome them and drain their resolve, they find a way to rise from the ashes. Psychologists have identified some of the factors that make someone resilient. Among them, a positive attitude, optimism, the ability to regulate emotions, and the ability to see failure as a form of helpful feedback. Even after a misfortune, blessed with such an outlook, resilient people are able to change course and soldier on. Resilience may be an art, the ultimate art of living. At the heart of resilience is a belief in oneself, yet also a belief in something larger than oneself. Resilient people do not let adversity define them. They find resilience by moving towards a goal beyond themselves, transcending pain and grief by perceiving challenging times as a temporary state. Our collective intention for this practice: I release past hurts and positively embrace the present. I am resilient, strong, creative, and compassionate. I continue to grow from and rise above all of life's challenges. One more time, I'll repeat. I release past hurts and positively embrace the present. I am resilient, strong, creative, and compassionate. I continue to grow from and rise above all of life's challenges. As the eyes are closed, begin to let go of any thoughts, worries, expectations, or tension in the mind and the body. We'll take 3 deep breaths to relax now. Take a nice deep breath in and let it go through the mouth. Again, breathe in and let it go. Last time, inhale and let it out. releasing tension and dropping inside. Maintaining this stillness, lift up your hands and begin rubbing them together. Rub the hands fast until you feel some heat generated in the palms. When you feel the heat, place the palms on your face, fingers draped over the closed eyes. Feel the transfer of heat and healing energy move into your face. Relax the face completely. And begin to work the fingers gently onto your forehead, massaging the skin. And find the space between the eyebrows. Move the fingertips around to the temples, making small circles to release tension. Work around to the bridge of the nose, the cheeks, finding the jaw. Massage the chin and move down to the neck. Massage around the back of the neck and gently squeeze your shoulders. Taking the hands to the earlobes. Gently massaging the lobes and working your way up and down the ears. And now release your arms back down to your sides, feeling the effects. Noticing all of the sensations in the face and the neck. As you sit or lie down, make yourself very comfortable. Make any adjustments now to release tension in the body. As we move into the next phase of guided relaxation, resolve to be motionless, very still. If at any point you need to move, do so mindfully, and then return to stillness as soon as possible. Resolve to stay awake. Simply allow your mind and body to respond to directions easily and without force. Listen to the sound of my voice and stay connected to my voice throughout the session. And now, beginning to shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Let go completely and relax and receive this gift. Direct your full attention to your breath. Slowly deepen your inhalations and exhalations. Let your breath flow in a steady, uniform, unbroken stream. Be totally connected to your breath as it flows in and out. Bring all of your awareness to the expansion and contraction of your abdomen as you breathe deeply in and out. With each exhale, release all tension held in your body. Let go. Use your breath to enter a deeper level of stillness and silence. We'll continue with seven more slow, deep breaths. Count them like this. Seven breathing in. Seven breathing out. Six breathing in. Six breathing out. Continue like this until you get to the number one. Be absorbed in the sound of your own breath. Let yourself become quieter and more peaceful with each breath. And now release into your natural breath rhythm. Allow your breath to move as it wishes. So much that it's not you breathing, but you being breathed. Do nothing from now on. Allow yourself to settle and respond easily to my words. Allow yourself to respond directly and non-mentally as we move awareness through different parts of the body. Allow your attention to move without effort or strain, optimizing the flow and release of energy blockages. Take your awareness to the brow center. Down to the pit of the throat. Right shoulder. Right elbow. right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right ring finger, right little finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, pit of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left ring finger, left little finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, pit of the throat, heart center, right chest, heart center, left chest, heart center, solar plexus, navel point, pelvis, navel point, solar plexus, heart center, pit of the throat, brow center, now relax into the stillness that has been created. Completely let go and feel. And now, picture yourself walking down a busy city street. It's full of shops and businesses, and you can see crowds of people hurrying from one place to another. Cars and buses line the roads, and they crawl through the city, bumper to bumper. Just up ahead, next to the sidewalk, you notice a narrow doorway between two buildings. It's a small opening that looks like a cozy retreat from the hustle and bustle of the world around you. You walk towards the doorway, slipping easily through the crowds. You arrive at the doorway. You step inside the narrow entrance. The entrance is dimly lit. It's warm and inviting, and it shelters you from the outside world. You take a few steps deeper inside the entrance and arrive at the top of a flight of 10 stairs. You slowly make your way down the steps. And as you do, the sound of the city begins to fade away. With each step you take, you feel yourself moving away from the noise of the world and down into a place of deep quiet. As you gradually descend the 10 steps, you sink deeper and deeper into a state of peaceful relaxation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. You have reached the bottom of the staircase. You are feeling calm and deeply relaxed. You can barely hear the sound of the street above you. It seems so far away. Before you is a tall wooden door, a door with no handle or lever with which to open it. You study the door more closely, and you notice that the word release has been carved into its surface. Contemplate this word. Feel the essence of it. Release. Slowly, you begin to feel a sensation of opening, of letting go, of releasing, and the door unlocks. Its old hinges creak as it slowly opens to reveal a small round room. This room is a library. It is filled with bookshelves, and it has a tall dome ceiling. You step inside the room, and slowly the door closes behind you. This room is a private place. It's secluded and inviting. It has no windows, and it's very, very quiet. You feel content and secure in this place. In the center of the room sits a small wooden desk. And on the desk lies a large, old, dust-covered book. You pick up the book and feel the weight of it in your hands. You feel a sense of wonder as you behold this grand old book. It has rested in this place for a long time, waiting for you since long before you were born. You open the cover and you notice that all the pages are blank. This is a book of freedom. It has the power to free you from anything in life that might be bothering you or weighing you down. It is time for you to write in the book. Take a moment to think about anything that is troubling you in your life. Bring to mind any situation that seems to be blocking you, any forthcoming event that frightens you, any person that you are in conflict with, any negative feelings that you're holding on to. Write about anything at all that you feel is holding you back or that burdens you. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Simply feel or imagine your thoughts and feelings being imprinted into this book. Take your time. Allow images to form in your mind and allow your feelings to flow. Let them flow out onto the pages of the book. Sense that all the pages are filling up with your deep concerns. The book absorbs them all. As the pages fill with words and pictures, you begin to feel lighter and more positive. You have been heard. You have been understood. You feel reassured and relieved. When you are ready, close the book. Now the domed roof above you begins to open. Slowly but surely, the roof opens completely, revealing the clear blue sky above. You stand with your arms by your side, observing the sky above. You gently raise your forearms and hands, your palms facing away from you. And as you do, your body begins to float, and your feet lift off the floor. A wave of exhilaration flows through you, as you realize that you have the freedom to fly anywhere you choose. As you raise your hands, you float higher. When you lower them, you gently descend. With effortless ease, you begin to float towards the open roof above you. You glide up and out of the room and slowly up into the sky. You feel a wondrous sense of freedom as you fly higher and higher in the sky. You can see the entire city below you, and it is gradually becoming smaller and smaller. You are leaving the world behind and floating high up into the heavens. Higher and higher you fly, passing beyond the clouds, feeling even more joyful, more free. Now you decide to fly right out into the cosmos, leaving all of your concerns far behind you. With your arms raised, you ascend higher and higher, traveling beyond the skies and out into space. You turn to look back on the earth. It is a small blue sphere floating in vast emptiness. Take a moment to simply drift through space. Admire the beauty of the stars and the planet far below. You are weightless, serene, at peace. This floating sensation is profoundly relaxing, and you slip even deeper into a state of complete stillness. You feel as though you're a million miles from anything or anyone, and yet you feel connected to the entire universe. You feel vast, weightless, timeless. From deep within the silent space inside you, a voice can be heard. Its loving words echo in your mind. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in perfect order, and it unfolds according to a perfect plan. If challenges arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind, for I know that they will resolve in time. And I have all the time in the world. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, inspiration comes to me. All becomes clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed impassable now seem insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer. I am resilient, strong, creative, and compassionate. And now it's time to return home, to return to your blessed life on earth. Take one last look around you at the infinite, glorious expanse of space. Know that you can return here at any time you choose, any time you seek clarity. Anytime you wish to free yourself from your worldly life, simply raise your open palms to the universe and imagine floating upwards. You'll be instantly transported to this infinite space of peace and clarity. You gently lower your hands, and slowly you begin to drift back down towards the earth. Gradually, the planet grows larger and larger. You pass into the upper atmosphere, and then through wisps of clouds as you gracefully guide yourself back towards the city. The open roof of the library comes into view, and you steer yourself towards it. You glide down into the library. And as your feet come to rest on the floor, the roof above you begins to slowly close all by itself. You look up and watch as the opening narrows and then closes completely. You feel relaxed and refreshed. You feel lighter and so much stronger than when you first arrived. The large old book still rests on the desk where you left it. You pick it up and open it, and you notice that all of the pages are empty again. During your journey into space, it has been cleansed. Only pure white paper remains. You close the book and make your way back towards the door. The door swings open for you, and you step out of the library. Before you are the 10 steps that lead back up to the city. As you make your way back up the steps, you feel yourself becoming more and more alert, more and more refreshed. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You now stand in the open doorway, looking out onto a quiet city street. You are feeling clear and calm. You are peaceful and empowered. And at this time, completely let go. Surrender to the silence within you and around you. Allow yourself to receive the healing powers of your body. Let go of thoughts and drift back into vast spaciousness. Light and calm. yourself to recall your personal intention. And silently stating it to yourself 2 times. At this time, feel the presence of any mentors, guides, teachers, friends, or loved ones with whom you feel connected. Feel their presence surrounding you, guiding you, and supporting you. Know you can draw on the source of love and support at any time. And now notice if there's any guidance to be received at this time. Open yourself to this guidance. Listen and receive. If nothing comes, just relax back and receive the unconditional support surrounding you. Recognize now that a new shift has been made in your life, both physically and energetically. You have been heard. You have been understood. You are strong. You are resilient. And ever so gently, beginning to come back into the present moment. Keeping the body still, start to deepen your breath. Your breath of life flowing freely. Each breath a purpose. Bringing some gentle movement to fingers and toes. Gently rocking the head side to side. If it feels right, you can take a full body stretch. And placing a gentle bend into the knees, transitioning into a fetal position on either side. And noticing here the effects of the practice. The body relaxed, the mind calm, the spirit at peace. You know, you can come here at any time just by connecting with the breath and especially lengthening out the exhale. I'm going to share with you a Psalm 138, verse 3. At the very moment I called out to you, you answered me. You strengthened me deep within my soul and breathed fresh courage into me. You are strong. You are resilient. You have been heard. You have been understood. If arising, use the strength of your arms to slowly come into a comfortable seated position. Keeping the eyes soft and closed, palms facing up on the thighs in a receiving gesture. Quietly reflecting for a few breaths, receiving any insights from the practice. And we'll take two collective breaths together. Nice deep inhale in. Let it flow through the mouth. Another deep inhale in. Longest exhale yet. Drawing the hands into heart center at Anjali Mudra. It's been an honor and a pleasure to guide you through this empowering yoga nidra for strength and resilience. Thank you for sharing your beautiful presence with me. From the light within me, I honor and respect the light within you. Walk in grace and peace and shine bright, my friend. Much love. And namaste.